Most of them would now. Of course, they're making them now, but they do hold their color better.
Yes, ma'am.
And the astringents and detergents are so different.
Right. Have you ever heard people say, instead of shrink, draw up?
Yeah.
Mean same thing?
Mm-hmm.
So you would say, today it would shrink, yesterday it...
Do up?
Right.
That's what you mean.
Okay. Or these things that women like to wear around...
Braces.
Right. Or around the neck.
Necklace.
Uh-huh. And these things that men wear that come over their shoulders help keep their pants up.
Those suspenders. You don't see those anymore. Seldom.
That's true. Have you ever heard them called anything else?
Yeah. They use it. Not jalouses or windows. There is another name, a southern name, Paul.
Other than jalouses?
A gallus is a frame, window frame, isn't it?
I've heard people use that word.
Well, gallus, maybe it's spelled to different. Maybe those are jalouses. Mm. The windows, I mean.
I see.
These are gallus.
Yes,
the suspenders.
Right. Have you ever heard them called braces?
That's different from brace. A brace is firmer. They're made of elastic. And a brace is something for protection to your back or arm or foot or whatever it is.
Oh, I see.
And it is made of strips of steel, so it will stay in place. Generally, are covered with leather, because I wore one for 8 months, I know.
Is that right?
When I slipped on the floor.
Mm.
They're very uncomfortable.
Say, when you make up your bed, the last thing that you put on, you call that?
Pillows? Your pillows?
Or something that you would draw over the
bed. Oh, the spread.
Yes, ma'am.
Or a coverlet, some call it.
Mm-hmm. Have you ever heard people around here call it a counterpane?
Yeah, counterpane.
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 Mm-hmm. That was the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
Or some beds had these things were usually longer than pillows.
Bolsters, I got one. Goes from that end of the bed to this end of the bed.
Is that right?
I'm going to do away with it when I can get time to make a new pillow.
Or if the children were spending the night, you might put one of these down on the floor. They could
make a pallet.
Yes, ma'am. Was that generally just a mattress or what?
Oh no, they didn't bother about mattresses. Sometimes it was a quilt.
Mm-hmm.
Just put a quilt on the floor.
I see.
And Mamie sometimes used to sleep, and especially if they went someplace. Now, a family from up the Bigby River used to come down to my grandmother's, and they brought their Aunt Chloe with them to take care of the children.
Yes, ma'am.
And Aunt Chloe'd have a pallet on the floor and take the baby with her on the floor.
I see. Okay. Talking about the land, a farmer might say that he expects to get a big crop because his soil is very, meaning that it grows things easily. You say the soil is very...
Well, you could say fertile, couldn't you?
Yes, ma'am. Sure.
But that isn't a general expression. Rich.
Sure.
Soil is very rich.
Okay. Or have you ever heard of any type of land, usually very good land for growing things? Might be low-lying land that is flooded at one time or another, but then...
Well, that's generally in the marshes. It's a part of a marsh, and rice and wheat are raising those.